So
whoa, okay.
But hey, we've got a really good special guest today, and on the theme that we've been talking about recently of trying to build healthy habits into your lifestyle, especially with a busy lifestyle, we've brought Mel in, and Mel's the team leader at Casey Cafe. Welcome, Mel.
Thanks. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Mel.
Thanks for having me.
So, what I wanted to do today is have a quick discussion about how do we be healthy? How do we eat healthily? Because I can tell you right now, I don't know anyone who's not busy.
Yep.
And that makes it really hard to eat healthily.
Yeah,
so what are some of those things we can do, Mel?
So little things. So with my PT background, I used to have to meal plan around people's busy lives. And that was really just being prepared as possible so you don't have the option to make a bad choice. And that little things like keeping snacks in the car, like fruit, trail mixes, prepping your lunch for the day before, smoothies in the morning for breakfast so you can eat it on the way to work rather than rushing and just eating nothing eating nothing for the day and then binging later. So
I'm
going to
hit you up, Mel, with a question without notice because me, like everyone else, a lot of other people are kind of on the road a lot during the day. How do you meal prep for something that you can't microwave? What kind of suggestions would you make?
You can have a little esky box in your car. Mm-hmm. I used to do that because I used to go from PT session to PT session.
Yep.
And have little wraps or sandwiches made up.
Okay.
Little protein granola bars. I used to make a lot of stuff myself. Fruit's really easy to have in the car ready to go. So, yeah.
So I'll give you a scenario. Sorry, Baz. I'm going to give you a scenario. managing a call center.
Yeah.
And say starting at 2:30 in the afternoon, finishing at 8:00 at night.
Yeah.
So you've had an opportunity to have breakfast, or you have an opportunity to have your lunch before you head off to work, but you're not finishing until 8:00 and potentially not getting home till 9:00.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what's the idea for dinner then? Right. If you don't want to eat dinner at 9:00 at night, which is kind of bedtime for some people who've got to get up and do radio the next day.
Yes, you're asking for a friend, are you?
I'm asking for a friend.
A hypothetical.
And it's Teddy who knows Freddie the Chubba Pilot. So what would be a great suggestion there for someone?
Slow cooker. So your slow cooker, you put your meat and your veggies and it's ready for you when you get home.
So smart. Yeah. Oh, wow. Boom.
Yep.
Tell your friend.
I'll tell Teddy.
That is brilliant. Yeah. That's so smart.
It is. It's so simple and
so
easy.
So simple. So smart.
But is there something else you can do through that period of time? Because if you don't feel like eating when you get home at 9:00, because
it is late.
Normally have sort of dinner at 6:30, 7:00 later. So for me, I was always brought up, my mum had dinner on the table at 6:00. That was dinner time.
Yeah.
So my
the
son.
Closes.
Yeah, they'll eat at 10:00 at night. Like, I think I can't do that. Like at 9:00, I'm ready for bed. Like, I don't want to sit like any. So if I don't feel like eating at 9:00, is there something I can do while I'm, say, or if you're at work?
Oh, yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, while you're at work, you just snack in between with your healthy snacks, obviously. So, yeah, your fruits, your trail mixes,
not chips,
nuts.
No,
no
biscuits
chips.
And stuff.
No more Doritos.
For me, one of the things in that scenario, Daz, is the fact of when do you have your main meal? Now, we are conditioned to have our main meal in the night.
Mm.
And that's what I do, no 100%. Doubt about it. But in that scenario, and we've all got different lifestyles, well, might have been sort of that 12:00 meal where you can have your main meal for the day and have sort of lighter meals later on. So take some sandwiches for say 6 or 7 o'clock while you're at work. Because you're right, by the time you're at home at 9:00, quite often you're over it. I'm actually starving at that time, but that's a whole other story.
Well, in an ideal world, we'd have our biggest meal at breakfast and then a smaller for lunch and then an even smaller for dinner because we need our energy in the morning and not so much at night time. But we're conditioned to do it the opposite way. So, it's just changing those thought patterns.
So there's really no rules, is there?
It's really about tailoring it to your lifestyle. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And I think the other week I said, whatever works for you.
Yes.
Yeah, and we are all different. We lead different lifestyles. Our bodies are different. And we have to find out what is the best for us.
Yep.
And I think I said at that time, a donut at 10:00 in the morning isn't working for you.
No.
Even though it's lovely, even though it's nice to have, you have, say 150 donuts over the year. That's that's not going to work for you at all.
It all
is
adds
it?
Up. It does all add up. Yeah.
Sounds like Nirvana.
But we've got to be careful. And the donut, once or twice a week is okay, but we don't want that every day.
No,
so we've got to build those healthy habits into our life and finding out.
Yeah.
An interesting thing that you said before about trail mix, and I love trail mix.
Yeah.
But what happens with them when I eat trail mix is I eat trail mix and I eat trail mix and I keep eating trail mix and I keep eating.
Yep. Everything in moderation. Even the good stuff.
Yes, exactly right.
I get the trail mix with like the little chocolate bits in it as well because I think it just adds a little bit of... I just try and mix it up a little bit.
Get the healthy one.
I put lots of chocolate in mine.
Otherwise, you just feel like a rabbit.
Yeah, so
but it's a good idea. Yeah, and I think I like the suggestion of actually taking something along to work. So at dinner time, if it's sort of 6 or 7 o'clock, when it is dinner time, 2 hours before you get home, there's an opportunity to sort of have something to eat while you're at work. And that way, for me, that would be easier for me to manage rather than getting home 100%. And having something at 9 and then,
I love that slow cooker idea because you can actually do that even on the weekends and freeze it in portions, Daz, and leave yourself out a plastic container so when you get home.
I don't know how to cook.
It cooks it for you.
Oh, I still don't know how to do it.
Daz, I'll show you. Baked beans on toast.
I love it. Daz and I think exactly the same way, nice and easy.
So, Mel, have you got any other little tips for us as well?
Also having a water bottle on you all the time. So a lot of the time we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. It actually suppresses your appetite too in between those big meals if you haven't had a chance to snack. So, the more prepared you are, the less likely you are to make bad choices.
I always found too, and I got this, started this habit when I was living up on the Gold Coast when I worked at an agency and they're all gym junkies there. They're all fitness gurus. Now, everybody had the water bottle on their desk and I would just get like the smaller one and I would think, I better start doing the same thing and I should be drinking more water anyway and keeping hydrated, especially on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But then I forced myself to go and buy a 2-litre one. So I knew that if I had a full 2-litre bottle, then I had to have that finished by the end of the day. That was, at least I had the minimum of my 2 litres every day, and I'm sort of doing that now, and I don't do it enough, but I should do it a bit more. So is that a sort of tip as well? Make sure you're having the right 100%. Amount. So get yourself a container that actually has the right amount in it.
Yeah, a lot of them you can get now, and they have like, you should have drank this much by this time.
I
like
love
it's
that.
Got times on it as your water bottle goes down.
That's a great idea.
Like you
so you can't.
As much by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
This is.
There's like a little goal, I
guess. Full proof. Where do you get those? I want one of those because I know exactly the same as you, Daz. I'm not drinking enough water. I know that. That's genius.
So what's happening at the centre now? What's happening with the cafes?
The cafes. Well, we run both ARC and Race now, and we're working with our marketing team. It's a little bit slower than normal to really launch them. They'll be called the One Casey Cafes.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, look, it is taking a lot longer than I'd hoped for. But I can tell you right now, the coffee is a lot better than it used to be. Mm. And I can attest to that fact. Because I wouldn't have the coffees before, but I now drink the odd one.
Couple
hey,
of a day, yeah.
Excellent.
It's usually one of my first customers in the morning.
But the quality of the food is through the roof.
Great.
And is proving very, very popular. And so I do encourage people, when they are at ARC and Race and Casey Stadium, because they're all One Casey Cafes, to try the food there. It is beautiful. It is healthy. And you can see with our TV screens there, the red, yellow, and the green, lots of green, a little bit of yellow, and very little red to show you what is the good
really
food.
Really simple system, because I found that with my PT clients, they get really confused, and there's so much information out there, but the traffic light's so simple. It's go for green, yellow a little bit, and then red, limit that. But
I love it that Mel said limit that. She said, don't have it. She said limit.
I'm just thinking 150 donuts. I'm still stuck on that. I think it's a great, and if you haven't been up to the centres, just go and check the centres out. If you're thinking about getting involved, well, then there's always great people there that can talk to you about how you get involved and get healthy and be involved with the One Casey group because they are exceptional. I can say that firsthand. I know I've lived and breathed it. But also go and check out the cafes as well because I used to sneak over from here and I used to go over and get something over at the cafe over there, but I haven't been over and done that since the change.
Yeah.
So I used to be here a little bit more at the start of the year. So I'll definitely go and check out the coffees there. Maybe after Saturday we'll pop over and a coffee there
Sounds
rather than
good.
Going elsewhere.
Sounds good to me.
Well, we'll do that.